yet needs the air.
Yeah.
I won't burn unless you're there. You're there.
I need you to hate. So I'll give you a fair energy.
You know? I won't burn unless you're there.
It's real shit, man.
You're there.
Feel this. America got a thing for this gangsta shit. They love me. Black Chuckers, Black Scully, leather Pele Pele. I take spit over rainbow shit. I'm a vandal, got that silver duct tape on my tray handle. The women in my life bring confusion to shit. So like Nino and New Jack, I'll cancel that bitch. Look at me. This is the life I chose. Niggas around me so cold. Man, my heart done froze. I build an empire on a load of knocks. Don't know I'm the weatherman. I take that cocoa leaf and make that snow. Sit back, watch it turn the dough. Watch it go out the dough. O after O, you know. Homie, I'm just triple beam. Dreaming, niggas be scheming. I finna live the good life. The fiends are just fiending. Conceal my weapon nice and neat so you can't see. The penitentiary is definitely out the question for me. I want to find the things in my life. So I hustle, nigga, you get in my way while I'm trying to get mine. And I'll buck you, fuck you. I don't care who you run with or where you from. Nigga, fuck you, fuck you. I want to find the things in my life. So I hustle.
And just like that, we back. Welcome to another installment of the Reigning Champs Podcast, episode 183 in the making. Of course, I go by Jordan on the ones and twos, and in front of me, I got the homie AD.
Who that?
And on the left, I got my guy, Javon.
Yo.
What's going on, good people? Shout out to all the people that have been missing us, man. It's been a long, long 9 months.
Ain't see you in a minute.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all the people that's listening to this episode, no matter where you are, whether it's nighttime, daytime, evening, all that good stuff, man. We appreciate you with us with the champs, man. But fellas, the streets ain't heard from us in a while.
I ain't seen you in a minute, like Adrian said.
How y'all been? How y'all fellas doing? What has life been like for y'all, et cetera? What's just shaking, man?
Hey, man. Life would have elbow dropping a nigga.
Top rope.
That nigga hit me with the rock spine buster and stood over top of me and took his elbow pad off, threw that bitch in the crowd. Hey, got out before 3 seconds hit, though, man. Let's go.
There you go.
We back, though. How y'all doing, though?
I'm good, man. Chilling. Same, honestly, same old, same old. This summer was trash, but, you know.
Rain city.
Niggas still here. Yeah, it rained a lot. It was hot a lot.
Still hot.
AC in the whip. Technical difficulties.
That automatically makes it go down like 10%, yeah. Right?
Today
there.
Was 50%. Hell.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. We ain't had a day like, I feel like today and like, about 2-3 weeks.
No, Monday was hot as hell, too.
Monday was hot, bro. No, was it Monday or was it yesterday was hot?
No, yesterday was pretty hot, too.
When I got out of work, bro, it was hot.
Yeah. By the time
I
got off work, yeah.
That was like 8:45, bro.
And I remember, like, being in the shop and, like, at the lunchtime, I'm like, all right, yo, we got, whatever we doing, we need to... Let's finish this up by like 1 o'clock, nigga.
Wrap it up.
I'm trying to sit on my ass for the rest of the day.
I ain't been on shit though. Like I said, same old. Since we last wrapped the pod, ain't much change. Still that same nigga. Holla,
man. But no, summer was. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't. It just wasn't eventful.
Yeah,
I would
it
say.
Just. Yeah.
Like it won't. Like you said. It rained a lot. It was hot.
I ain't take a trip. I need a vacation sooner than later. So,
I get that, man.
What about you, Jordan?
Hey, bro, man. You know, life was life. You know, man. It was kicking my back in, bro. No kizzy.
Like Jenny.
Yeah, man. I was working. I was working, man. Hey, bro, I was a working man.
Nah,
I felt like
real.
Julius. I was working, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you. That's really like, I was working and working and working some more. I did do a little traveling over the summer, though, so I can't hate that. Little pockets of time I could find. It was just like, I would work, go, and come right back to work.
Right back to work, yeah.
I had no, like, downtime for real. But I did get to travel a little bit or whatnot, enjoy some different scenery, breathe some different air.
I mean, that's always better than nothing. At least you're getting out of your comfort zone or out of your zone, you know what I'm saying, going somewhere else to see something different.
There you go. So I got nothing to complain about other than that work stuff. But outside of that, though, like, regular other stuff, everything is going to happen. So, you know, you just got to get through it or whatnot. You just got to push. You know,
that's the key.
Just got to keep pushing, bro.
Keep
Stay
going.
Motivated.
Yeah, for sure.
and live. All I kept trying to tell myself was live by that 1% better rule each day, and just take it a day at a time, bro. It is what it is.
I hate to say it, but as the youth are saying today, slow motion is better than no motion.
This nigga out of here.
Ain't that what the youth are saying now?
I don't know.
The youth.
I gotta say that now. About to be 34 next week.
Dang, a few days.
Yeah, it got a couple days, so you next up. We last recorded, it was right before Adrian's birthday.
Yeah, right before, like a week before.
Now we on to you, man. Yeah, how you feeling, man? How you feeling about your birthday coming up?
I'm excited, low-key.
Dope.
For real, man. Getting another year older. Like I said, compared to last year, I feel like this year going to be better as far as just the way it's going to end.
Respect.
So I'm looking forward to it, man.
Nice, man.
Light at the end of the tunnel, feel like. There you go. What I mean?
Absolutely.
So, any plans?
Any plans? Mm-hmm. Skating a little bit.
You said what? Doing what?
You said like for my birthday, right?
Yeah.
Getting out of here.
Okay.
For like a couple
I'm out of here.
Yeah, getting out of here for a couple days. But
as you should, that, man. As you should.
Yeah. Chilling after that. For real. Because honestly, like I said, I ain't think I was really going to be doing nothing much for my birthday anyway, so.
I respect that.
Kind of finessed some shit. So.
Love a finesse.
For sure.
Love a finesse.
Hey, get summer out of here. Fall, autumn.
And that's another way I'm looking at it. Like, summer really won't too eventful, so this kind of like my way of going out with a bang in a way on my for my birthday, so. Shit. Fuck it.
Why not? That's the realest part of it. Go get you a different scene, man. Go breathe you some different air. Just clear your head from here. Get away from responsibilities.
Reality comes back real fast.
Don't touch that.
Reality be waiting.
That's what I'm saying. It's always there. That's the thing. It never goes away. It's like you try to run away from it, but it's like you open the door.
There you go. Still here.
I'll see you Monday.
That shit like Jason.
That's real.
Yeah.
So. He said Jason.
That shit like Jason, bro. Like nigga just popped.
Turn around, you see a hockey man.
Yeah, like you running, you sprinting down to like Usain Bolt, and he just walking you down.
Nah, so, that's real though.
Nah, no, but kids, it sounds like everybody kind of like bounced back in their own way. You know what I'm saying? From, you know, whatever went on early on in the year or going on later into the last year and whatnot. So it's kind of like in a way we resuscitated, just like DeBar Hamlin did.
Damn.
Hey,
well, it's crazy because that was the last episode we were saying too. So it was a great. I felt it.
I see what you did there.
You know, he made the team. He playing. We recording. We bike. You know what I'm saying? Man. It's really that simple, bro. Man, yeah. Shout out to everybody, bro.
Hey, man. You think it was on the injury report for a little bit? That's all.
IR. Did you talk about man? I was out.
This took time.
Indefinitely. Let's just say indefinitely. Yeah.
We don't know when the timetable for his return is.
Yeah, it was almost out for the season. Yes. I just did good because I was on that 9 to 12 months bracket. I just made it at 9. That's how it feel.
The rehab went well.
Yeah, you know, I had that. I'm trying to have that Adrian Peterson breakout year. That's what I'm trying to walk into. You feel me?
Hey, man. Even he started off slow that year.
He did.
But
turned into a god after that.
But that's good, man. But at least you know. We coming back to football season.
Oh, my gosh. It feels too.
And it's tomorrow.
Come on now. It feels great to actually say we got football back. It's in the air. Preseason
done.
First season here. Man, what's up, bro? We kicking off with Detroit and Kansas City, right?
Yes, sir.
They in Kansas City?
Yes.
Yeah. Super Bowl champions play at home.
For sure.
Kelsey's hurt, though.
Hyperextended his knee yesterday.
Damn. In practice. So he's up in the air. I think if I had to guess, he ain't playing with no hyperextended knee.
Well, good thing is it was nothing worse than just a hyperextended knee.
True. And this will give them a longer week when they, come to their next game. So, but Chris Jones still ain't signed either.
Chris Jones still ain't been around nowhere.
Yeah, I seen that.
So
Kelsey was actually the one last talking about him. Said, please come back.
Yeah.
That's what all the other players were saying. For. They were like, Bosa, come back. You can blame it on me. I'm like, yeah, hey. I'm glad we got that done, but we'll get to that later. But nah, the Chiefs, and I feel like the Chiefs got a tough offense to go against, man. Because Lions' offense was crazy last year,
and they only got better.
That's what I'm saying. They got better. I mean, they lost Jamal Williams, but replaced them with Gibbs. Well, we don't know.
They lost both their running
backs. They got Gibbs and Herbert, right?
Montgomery.
No, it's Montgomery. Okay, that's what it is.
David Montgomery, but yeah. They still got your boys, Amon St. Raw.
Yeah,
Amon Ross St. Brown.
Yeah, Amon Ross St. Brown. They still got him.
Didn't they pick up somebody else, too?
I want to say they got another receiver, though.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they signed another receiver or somebody.
And, you know, they got the rookie. He's suspended, but.
Oh,
Jameson Williams, that boy gonna go crazy when it comes time.
And they say he was looking pretty good, like in the offseason and whatnot. So,
and they drafted the Iowa tight end Laporta. I think a lot of people sleeping on him, man. Laporta gonna, I think he gonna look good in with that the Lions offense or whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know what the Lions really about to look like, but I really wouldn't be surprised if they give the Chiefs a decent game tomorrow.
Because they ended last year on a streak.
Yeah.
They were streaking the end of last year.
I feel like the only way this get out of hand is if their defense just don't show up at all. But at the same time, the Chiefs defense, I don't know about them right now.
It's a lot of question marks.
And even their offense got question marks, especially with Kelce being hurt. So
without Kelce being hurt, you're starting to look at the receiving core like who's gonna take that next step.
Yeah, because they don't really got no true number one. I mean, Tony got the talent,
but
he can't stay healthy.
I about to say he gotta put it together though. I mean, because he has the perfect quarterback to throw you the damn ball.
That's what I'm saying. Tony got the talent, but
they got some weapons too, though. I like their running back too. He was doing all right towards the end of the season. He was doing all right.
But even with him, I'm like, how long he gonna last? Because you remember they just drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire or whatever his name is, and it seemed like he had like 2 years. It's like
rotate him after Kareem Hunt. It's just kind of like a rotation of back.
Shit, you remember Damian Williams was playing the Super Bowl? Didn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he got signed. We signed him because of that.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, what happened to him?
He earned a contract. What are you talking about? He earned him a contract. He got hurt, though, last year.
I think he got hurt from what I remember, but it seemed like he kind of just like.
Because I was excited for him. I think did he go to the Bears first? I can't remember.
I think he did go to the Bears.
I think he went to the Bears. I think we got him for the Bears. There we go.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be a pretty good game. I mean, at the end of the day, happy to see football, official football, like that counts.
Because sometimes the Thursday games be underwhelming.
Yeah, but it's the first game of the season.
The first Thursday game is always nice, though.
It's just nice because you got something to watch.
There you go, it's back. But Sunday?
That's what I'm waiting for, bro, because now it's even Sundays like something to like look forward to. Like, you know, for a while after basketball went off, it's like, yo, what the fuck am I going to watch on Sunday?
I look.
Like, even just being at the bar when you're hanging out, like, it's nice to have some football to watch while you're chilling.
Pick your head up. I know we was talking about work, but listen. The one thing I'm happy about with the way my job now is situated is I'm going to be able to enjoy football Sundays for the first time in my goddoggone career. So I'm excited to be able to be consistently able to watch football.
Oh, wait. You ain't got work Sundays?
No, I just don't work Sundays.
Fine. I like that.
And the team know it. Like, respectfully.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, as I talk to people, like, as I brought people on, I'm like, hey, look, let me tell you something. You're going to have to be okay with working Sundays because I'm not working them. I kept it funky, like, out the gate, so there's no questions. And everybody like, okay, people just think, I don't like Sundays one way or the other.
Sundays trash to work, bro.
Add on football, though. And my Falcons ain't got no prime games. We ain't got no prime time games. But I am going to be right where you are, Javon. You said what now?
Y'all don't have any?
Zip.
No, but for real, working Sundays is just ass, bro. Like,
come on,
Sunday is the day of leisure and chilling.
Exactly.
Getting yourself ready for Monday.
Come on now, talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it.
And then when you got football involved, it's for football.
I feel it. So I'm looking forward to Sunday. But, all right, so the people haven't heard from us. They don't know how we feel about these new teams before we get into Sunday or whatnot, how we feeling about the league, et cetera. Who are we predicting out of these divisions? Who we think is going to win? Like, y'all want to pick a division we didn't pick a winner for Thursday.
Don't win for
I'll go with us set. I'll pick Detroit.
I'm going to go Chiefs. But it could go either way.
Hey, bro, I'm just going to have some fun with it, bro.
I got Chiefs by, like, 4. No, 13. Chiefs by 13.
I think the Chiefs should win. I'm just going to have some fun and pick Detroit because I got Amon-Ra St. Brown on one of my leagues.
Shout out to my guy, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Holla, ex-fantasy player.
Hey, man, I'm just hoping it's a good game at this point.
Me too. That's
I just
that's
hope
all
it ain't
I
like a whack-ass, like, 17-7 game or something.
Last year's game was, what was it, the Bills and I forgot who they played. The Bills played week one last year. It was a good game.
Who won the Super Bowl the year before?
What, 2021?
Chiefs ain't winning back-to-back, so who won
the Rams.
Oh, it was the Rams. I thought that game sucked. I thought the Rams got beat the hell up.
At least the first half. That's what I remember.
That game was See, again, it's okay, though, but they got beat up. That Super Bowl team came back. Didn't look like they went to the Super Bowl 6 months ago.
Oh, no, they ain't look too good, the Rams.
Diggs, though, went dummy.
They are who we thought
Damn, that's true.
That part.
You all right. It's just nice to have football back.
You gotta, once you start thinking of the games.
It's just the nostalgia of like, bro, we finally got some damn football.
Nah, that's for sure.
But hey, so like you said, since we going into divisions, I guess we can go with the AFC West first since we on the Chiefs.
All right, let's go. AFC West, who we think could come out of there. We have now a Derek Carr-less Raiders team.
Forgot about
that. You have second-year Russell Wilson now with the new head coach with Sean Payton.
Danger Russ.
And you know Justin. Sean Payton told him to stop kissing babies and stop trying to act like a politician. I laughed at that. Who else?
Justin Chiefs Herbert just got his bag this offseason.
Yeah,
so.
Herbert collected the check this year.
And Austin Eckler, he didn't get his bag, but he's still
but he there.
Looking to be the
– He ain't running back. He ain't getting no
Herbert,
bag.
Herbert, I need a good year from you, baby.
Well, you got him on fantasy?
You best to know it.
I ain't going to lie. I kind of miss not having my man Eckler this year. He went crazy for me in fantasy last year.
Hey, bro, I used to pick Eckler every year before that because you used to be able to get him in the fourth round.
He was averaging like 26 points last year.
Yeah, I know.
That's insane.
I saw it.
Like, if you didn't have him as a running back or like maybe like – I can't even think of another player, honestly, because he was getting like two touchdowns a game.
Eckler was going stupid.
And he going to get you the
Eckler and McCaffrey? We're going
McCaffrey. He probably another one.
They were going stupid.
Mixon was going all right here and there.
For sure. So who we feeling? So that's the new look of the AFC
I'm
West.
Still
go. How we feeling?
Right now.
I'm going to go Chiefs.
I think Chiefs got to be picked until
go
they
Chiefs,
beat.
Yeah.
Until somebody knocks them down. It's hard to say
and
otherwise.
And it's too many question marks with every other team.
Like, you would think the Chargers, but.
Man, they blew that game.
They got the most potential.
Bro, yeah. After they blew that lead to Jacksonville last year, I know I'm talking, right? But, yeah, once they blew that lead to Jacksonville, bro, that was a bad one. That was just like, you want to talk about.
Yeah, to me, they got the most potential, but, like, you never know. Russ could bounce back.
Yeah.
With this Sean Payton shit.
That's true. It's
and the Broncos got a good defense, too.
They have an amazing defense.
So, they already got a top five defense. So, if Russ play anything like we used to seeing him play, they should be decent.
Or this at least, is true.
Like, Russ just played like ass last year. Like, for real.
It was bad.
If he plays good, they're going to be all right.
I agree. they were a quarterback away from being a contender.
If we being real, like, they
got good
their
weapons.
Their offense was really what was holding them back last year.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like I said, well, I'm going to go with Chiefs, though.
I'll definitely pick the Chiefs until they get knocked down.
All right. So, what we got next? AFC North?
You want to pick the North? All right. So, we got the Bengals. With Joe Burrow still ain't signed his contract, but it'll be any day at this point. But they still got Jamar Chase,
T. Higgins.
Yeah, I mean, they have still arguably the best wide receiver trio. They got hella weapons.
Yeah, no, the Bengals is straight on offense. What's his name? Tyler Boyd. Yeah,
I'm saying that trio, bro, is dangerous.
Yeah, so they all right on offense. Defense, they solid.
Yeah, we stole a player from them, so you know. Jesse Bates ain't there.
Oh, I forgot y'all. Yo, that was so early in the offseason. I forgot all about that.
We'll get there. I'm going to pop some stuff in.
No, that's what's up. Nah, because he was a hot commodity.
Don't get me started. But you got that. So the Bengals is the Bengals. That's kind of how I look at it. The Bengals are still the Bengals of what you remember, right? But okay, so Cleveland now. Deshaun Watson is now full season, full training camp, full offseason, though.
Yeah,
now with them. Still got Amari Cooper. Nick Chubb is behind him still.
Still got Myles Garrett.
You know, so you know, that's the question mark team in that division.
Denzel Ward and all them.
Oh, yeah, Denzel Ward is a.
And Njoku, he a good player for them.
Yeah,
he's
solid.
I like him.
But like you said, they are question mark, but they the team that's been like having potential for like 3 years.
Yeah, you just don't know.
They're going to make some noise, but not a lot of noise.
There you go. So think about all right, so that's the Browns. We got you got the new Ravens. Lamar Jackson got his contract. Last time we was talking, you know, we didn't know what was gonna happen with Lamar. He requested a trade at that time and all that different stuff, but things seemed great in Baltimore. They've got him a weapon, they got him Odell Beckham, and then you also go draft the Zay Flowers or whatnot in the first round. Mm-hmm. So you actually look to give him weapons with Mark Andrews still at that tight end position.
Mm-hmm. You still got Dobbins and Rashad Bateman.
Yeah, I forgot about Bateman. That's true.
And then they start picking up pieces last season, like around the trade deadline. Who did they get last year?
It wasn't. Yeah, they got.
Oh, they
somebody.
Got Patrick Queen. I mean, what's his name? Roquan Smith.
There it is. I could not think about. I kept wanting to say Robert Quinn. I'm like, it's not him.
Yeah, they drafted Patrick Queen, but they got Roquan Smith, which was a good pickup for them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, like you said, they could be the favorite to win that division, man.
They could win it.
Because, I mean, honestly, they were playing decent until Lamar got hurt.
That
he was
it.
Out.
That's
true.
It was
the same thing the year before. They were playing great, but they was just injured.
Exactly.
Everybody getting injured. There's only so much you can do with that.
Exactly. So
when the injuries pile up, it could become GGs really quick. And then you have the Steelers. Then you got the Steelers. You got another year of Kenny Pickett, another year of George Pickens.
Najee Harris.
Then, man, whatever. You want to talk about running backs you draft. That was mine last year. Oh, nice. Draft that nigga fourth.
You drafted him?
At that time, it made sense. The year before, he had a year. I don't want to talk about
his
it.
Line.
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. I stayed far away from him this year. So the Steelers, is they still got T.J. Watt on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, he got hurt last year.
He back healthy?
Yeah, he playing. He played in preseason the last game.
So he ready. So Steelers is there as well.
Think the nigga had a sack.
There you go. How y'all feeling about that AFC North? Who you think come on top?
I'm gonna go Ravens.
I like the Ravens.
I'm gonna say Bengals.
I think it's gonna be between them two.
I pick the Ravens. I like the Ravens. I like Lamar Jackson. I want him. I think it's because I want him to win it. I want him to, like, he had to go through so much to get that contract that I want him to be able to play and have a year. You know what I'm saying? Not saying he won't deserving of it before, but just, like, to double down on it. Like, why did y'all question this?
Yeah. He had to work for that shit. After winning MVP and shit.
And led the league in touchdowns and shit. Like, it just don't make sense to me. But, you know, it would, you know. But, yeah, I like the Ravens, though, for sure. I like the Ravens. All right, so we got the North and the West. We're going East or South?
Let's go South.
Let's go South. Okay, so got a new quarterback down there in Texans. Texans got them a nice little rookie or whatnot. Got C.J. Stroud. Still got Damian Pierce behind him running the ball. It's not going to be his second year.
Shout out to my nigga Rilo using C.J. Stroud's name in the song. But no, Texans, they should be one of them teams that just like, you check them out, just see like their young players type shit. I forgot they've drafted players like back to back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they got Will Anderson.
Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud back to back because they traded up with the Cardinals.
There you go.
But now the Cardinals got them same type of picks next year.
Come on.
It's the crazy shit.
So the Texans, I think, is just like a wait-and-see team or whatnot.
They still young. They rebuilding.
I'm not expecting much from them, but it'll be interesting to see how they play. Like, at least just to see how Stroud
adjusts. They develop, yeah.
There you go.
Because, like you said, we ain't expecting them to really do too much next
year. Hell no. Not for real. You got the Titans. Still got Tannehill. They drafted a quarterback, and they still don't know what they're going to do as their backup because what's my guy name?
Malik Willis.
Yeah, Malik Willis or whatnot had him a year in preseason. He played good. He looked good in preseason. He looked a lot better this year than he was at the end of last season. He wasn't ready. And he had Will Levis or whatnot they drafted. It's like, eh. But Tannehill still got a job, and they still got the workhorse behind him.
I mean, yeah, still got Derrick Henry there. So. Then they got Hopkins.
Yeah, they did draft.
Trade.
Yeah, they got signed Hopkins in the offseason.
So, I mean, they got a top receiver now.
Which is what they needed.
Yeah, they never really had a top receiver.
Because you looked at that last year, they lost that with A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
See, that was the issue. A.J. Brown was able to be that one person out there that they needed.
And A.J. Brown hadn't really became the A.J. Brown that we saw last year yet either.
It was weird seeing Julio out there, too.
That nigga looked bulky.
Julio won up with the Titans last year.
No, he was with the Bucks last year.
That was the year before.
What was he at last year?
No, Bucks.
Buck. Damn.
He just was hurt whole season, but he just didn't play a lot. And he was hurt like half the season.
Yeah, that's right.
My man, Julio might be about to hang him up, man. Hate to say it, but.
He got like at least the most one more chance.
I say one more chance, but I just think his body can't hold up.
Yeah, it's not talent because the moment he got on the field, Brady threw him a ball. He caught like a 30-yarder, but then got hurt.
Yeah, I think that's what it really is more than anything. It's starting to accumulate.
But there you go. Yeah, when they pile up, they pile up. You know what I'm saying? So that's them. I ain't hating on it, though. We'll see what the Titans can do, you know. And then you have Jacksonville.
That's who I got winning the division.
And they got my boy. They got Calvin Ridley over there, and he looked like he might go this year.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley, this what, Trevor Lawrence third year? ETN, we got to see what he going to do.
Christian Kirk.
And Evan Ingram got a bag from them, a little bag, I think. Wait, did Evan Ingram get the bag from them, or did he go sign with somebody?
I think he is with them.
I think he got a little bag from them. He played pretty good last year.
They still got my boy Sheriff over there on the line.
Don't they got Zay Jones?
Yeah, they do got Zay Jones.
So, I mean, they They got some young talent over there. Like, I wouldn't be surprised to see them win the division. I don't know if I got them winning off the top of my head, but,
That's something wrong. I mean, who else?
And then we got one more. The Titans? Or? It's one more, right?
I feel like it's one
the
more.
The Colts.
Oh, yeah, the Colts. Man, listen. Anthony Richardson.
They're another development team.
Anthony Richardson. We don't know if Jonathan Taylor going to ever come back and play with
him. I don't think he's coming back.
It don't look good.
I feel like that relationship between the front office and him, I don't know how it got to that point.
But it's there.
Yeah, I don't know.
He want money. He want to get paid. I ain't trying to pay him.
I mean, I get it, man. I feel my boy. I ain't hating on that. So you going with Jacksonville out of the South?
Yeah, I guess I'll go with Jacksonville.
It just makes the
it's
most
kinda sense. It's kind of like default at this point.
Yeah, it'll be Jacksonville Titans.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with that. Like, this is Trevor Lawrence. It's your time to, like,
take this division.
And your team just lost, too. Your college team just lost. We got a little come with it a little bit. Ooh, week one.
Yeah, boy, talk about it.
But
and then you got next up. AFC East, you got some new faces over there in New York, you know what I'm saying? You got Aaron Rodgers that got traded in the offseason or whatnot over. You got Dalvin Cook, which surprised me, I'm not going to lie, because they still got Carter Jr. over there.
Mm-hmm. But he was rumored, though, for a while. They just took Reece forever
Hall.
To actually
Reece Hall him. Is the reason why, but I mean, I know he got hurt last year. I was sick.
They just wanted, like, I think they want insurance. Like,
yeah, because I remember hearing him talking about the Dalvin Cook shit, like, back in like June or some shit or like before that, but I don't think nobody thought it would take that long for him to actually get signed.
Yeah, I was thinking it was either going to be them or the Dolphins, because it sounded like the Dolphins was really pushing to get him too. But they, you know, didn't happen.
I mean, that's really what happens in the league too. It's like injuries are going to happen. Like, it's unfortunate you don't know who it's about to be, but injuries are going to happen. It's just how you Football, bounce back bro. How you bounce back is really how far you go.
That's a fact, though.
So
that's a true fact. So you got the Jets. What I mean, that defense was top five last year. Because they still Sauce nice. Gardner back there is a lockdown. So they got a great defense. So that was the thing about the Jets was similar to the Broncos, where they have a great team. I mean, they got some good weapons. They gave Aaron Rodgers some more stuff with Mecole Hardman and whatnot added to that team. Sure Garrett enough. Wilson is going to take the next step up, in my opinion, next year. So the Jets have
Quentin Williams.
Funny thing about
it
too, even Zach Wilson didn't look that bad.
He was looking at. He is a nice looking backup.
Yeah, that's a good backup quarterback for them.
Would have been nice if we kept never mind.
Aaron Rodgers is old. That goes again to making sure you have somebody ready.
Yeah, he can teach him a lot that he didn't have. That he had that vet. Now he got that vet he can learn from. Which I mean can only help him at this point. Because I mean at the end of the day, the nigga still was second overall pick in the draft. So you still invested, you know,
back to back years. Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson, saying nowhere to do with quarterback.
Exactly.
We talked about them earlier. You got the Bills.
I mean, they the favorite.
You know who the Bills are. You know what I'm saying? Josh Allen, Diggs, Gabriel Davis. You know
I'm about saying ain't a lot changed with them.
They the same team.
I mean, then they got a new starter quarterback, halfback, James Cook.
Oh yeah.
I think he the starter Cook, now.
You're right.
But I mean, that's really the only. And I don't even think he like a solidified number one. But that's like the only real change I really know about.
Von Miller ain't going to be playing for a little bit.
He's still coming back. He's still coming back.
I heard he might be coming back sooner than everybody expect him to, though. Because they said he was looking pretty good, you know, as far as his rehab.
That nigga old, though. They trying to make sure he come back right.
Yeah, there ain't no point in rushing him.
Hell no.
Dang, that's crazy. You saying he old. But I'm like, that nigga, me and him the same age. In football years, that nigga is.
Yeah, football years. Like 34, I'm like, oh yeah, that nigga is kind of old.
Damn.
They're like, yo, that's not like a nigga in his 15 years.
Shit. I'm like, damn. So you got the Bills. The Bills is the Bills. And then you got the Patriots, which, in my opinion, is another team that you know what you're getting out of. It's the same team to me.
Yeah, they
traded Jacoby coaching. Myers for Juju, and they say Juju knee is like. Skeptical.
Oh, I ain't know that.
Yeah, they said
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, they said his knee is bad. It looked. That's what a lot of the outside sources are saying. Like his knee is like.
I ain't know, bro. Knee was fucked up.
Was hurting, and he's saying, you know, it's good. It's getting better each day.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, you're gonna say that because everybody was kind of questioning because you know Jacoby Myers signed a deal with the Raiders that was a little bit less than Juju's contract with the Patriots. So it was like, why didn't you retain him when you know you're familiar with him, he's good with your quarterbacks, etc. But
because Jacoby Myers had some good games last year,
I don't trust Matt Jones.
They offense is kind of iffy with me. I feel like they're gonna still be okay on defense.
They picked up Zeke too.
They got Zeke.
I forgot about the Zeke thing. I guess I need to see what Zeke about to do before I really.
Which Zeke you getting?
Yeah, like what we going? What kind of what
he about to be looking like? Ain't got no Dallas line.
And Zeke just ain't the same Zeke.
That nigga old too.
That's the funny thing. He's not even old.
Yeah, he's not old.
His body is.
But in football, running back world, he's old.
Yeah, because I'm like, bro, like 27, 28. Like, that shit's crazy.
Yeah, he's young.
But he kind of like Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley's out the league.
Yeah, Todd Gurley's more because of his knee, though.
That nigga's out the league.
That hurt, man. Todd Gurley was nasty, yo.
He had like a 3-year run where he was looking like. I mean, that's kind of how the running back thing is. Le'Veon Bell had like that 2-3-year run where he was looking like the best nigga in the league.
Yeah, when he sat out, that was the end of
it. Yeah, it fucked him up.
He thought he could play the system, but him sitting out didn't do him good.
Who else we got? We got the Dolphins.
Yep.
Man, that's got some it. Shit I be using that word. That little micrometer shit the nigga was measuring.
Speaking foreign language to me right now.
Yeah, we got the Dolphins. You know, I feel like they got more of the same, but they got a lot you got to contend with, too. All that speed on the field with Waddle, Hill, Mostert.
I feel that.
I'm probably forgetting a couple.
I feel like they picked up somebody, like a big name, I feel like, or somebody decent.
Some of the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Because they had Ramsey last year, so that won't Ramsey.
No, he was the big name.
So it's Ramsey, but he got hurt. That's the thing.
Hurt like a couple months ago.
Yeah, I heard like early off season.
Yeah, like I say like April, May or something like that.
He was doing?
Practice.
I knew I had to think of something. I knew they got somebody.
I think it was in the mini camp shit he got hurt. Like he tore his meniscus or something like that.
There you go. So they definitely got Ramsey. They got to wait a little bit. They still got Xavier Woods. Who they got? They still got a good another good cornerback number two though.
Byron Murphy, I think.
Oh, is it Murphy? Okay.
I think it's him.
That makes sense.
They got Eli Apple.
I forgot to sign Eli Apple.
Got Cam Smith.
Oh yeah. Yo, his baby mama's nasty.
Xavier Howard.
Yo, you see that shit?
No,
I don't
know.
Yo, this man, his baby mama says she's basically like putting like a football head out on
that
nigga. Yeah, like she basically saying that. Like telling like players to like take his knees out and shit. Like she'll pay niggas. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
I seen that. What kind
bruh.
Of?
I'm and like, bro, you don't even if I'm like, bro, you know that's like, yo, even if he paying you child support, like that's your child support.
Hey, but
you about to fuck up your own bag.
Not really though, bro. She's already got kids with like two or three other athletes.
I forgot about it. Yeah,
another one.
Digger. You go there. You don't go there, shit.
Come on now.
But yeah, that shit. That's like. But my thing is, why would you want to fuck up the livelihood of your kid's dad, bro? That shit's nasty.
I'm with you.
Like, you hate this nigga that much? But anyway, we talking about football.
Probably got another football player in the what's her name.
Still, bro, that's just
it's nasty behavior. It's nasty work. But
anywho.
But yeah, Bills.
Anyway. Yeah, this when
Bills.
It comes to this division, yeah, the Bills is looking like the favorite once again.
I mean, what's the name? If they can stay healthy, the Dolphins, they, you know, nice little wild card spot, but I got the Bills coming out, the division on top.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw the Dolphins.
Oh, did that make my shit?
No, I hear you.
Yeah, you good, bro.
Oh, I accidentally turned it down. Yeah. No, but I wouldn't be surprised to hear the Dolphins here, but see the Dolphins win or the division, but – gotta go with the Bills until somebody knock them off, basically, at this point. I mean, they've been basically dominating the division for, what, the last 3 years?
Ever since the Patriots fell off.
About the last 3 years.
Yeah.
When Tom Brady left.
It made me happy. That's still one of the thing I love to watch is the Patriots not be good. I'm sorry. It makes my day. You know, not as much anymore, but when it first was happening, oh.
But you know there's going to come a time when them niggas is back.
Allegedly. Cause they was really bad before they got Tom Brady.
You gotta think they had Tom Brady for 20 years, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, look, the game. Like, you know, when you have your time, same thing. Like, I shouldn't correlate it like this, but I am anyway. It's like the Spurs with basketball. Like, had they dominated for a strong stretch. Like, of course, now you know anything can change. But when you fall, bro.
Mm-hmm. And then you gotta think too. Both of those markets aren't like the. I mean, New England is somewhat of a big market, but in football, it ain't got that same appeal. And then on the basketball side of it, I don't know. It's different.
And the people in Boston, they love their sports teams. You got the Sox.
That's what they call it, Title Time. Weak ass.
Celtics. You got
weak asses.
Patriots. Patriots is the worst out of it.
But that's why I said I said football.
I don't like none of them. I don't like none of them.
You don't like Boston.
Exactly.
No. Would you ever go to Boston?
For what reason?
Vacation.
For what? I'm going to be their vacation. They're going to treat me chowder. Like sport.
No, I actually
say that again out loud.
I heard clam. Boston.
You say clam chowder three times. You say clam chowder three times, Sam Adams pull up in front of your door.
I heard Boston not a bad city to visit, man.
You said what?
I heard Boston not a bad city to visit.
I did hear
it's nice.
Though. I heard it's nice out there.
For real? Yeah. I heard the opposite.
I've heard it's like actually like a beautiful
city. I've heard both, though. I did hear it's nice. Like
anyways.
I mean, I don't know about just the white people part. I'm just saying, like, the city itself. Like, I heard it's like a nice city to go sightseeing.
I'll take your word for it. I don't plan on ever going.
I used to feel like that, but now I'm like, it could be nice.
I'll be like, hey, Jordan, we need you to go to Boston.
We don't have nothing going on in Boston. And there's a run event, that little joint or whatnot. We sponsor it. I'm still
Boston Marathon.
Yeah, well, I ain't going.
That nigga said a little running event. It's only the biggest marathon in the world. It's like, okay.
Cool.
Nah, but
cool.
This man said it's a little running event.
So did we finish the AFC? Or we got one more.
That was the end.
Okay, I was about to say. I think
AFC East, that was the end. I'm picking the Bills too, bro. My bad.
No, you good.
The Bills is obvious.
Yeah, this one's. Yeah, they're the favorite.
Let's go to the better conference, guys. Can we go to the better conference, please?
Baby.
Let's go to the one that none of us have any biasness towards first. And let's go with the NFC North. Let's pick them.
Okay, cool.
It's biased. Shout out to my man, Captain Kirk.
Oh, okay. That's what you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going with that.
So we got the Vikings, which still got Kirk Cousins. Justin Jefferson. They did just draft Addison to it. They got a team. They did lose Hawkinson, though. But did they get a tight end, though, right? Was it Irv Smith Jr.? Because he started looking good last year at the end.
I forgot who they picked up.
I know they got a tight end now. I think it's Irv Smith.
But they lost Dalvin Cook.
Yeah. Now, that's going to be the one. Madison, I like
him, Madison wasn't bad in backup, but he's a backup.
But he ain't Cook, though.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know what he's going to like as a starter.
You know, and that zone run is what was helping them 100%. I mean, they're going to do good receiving-wise. Like, Kirk Cousins going to throw the ball to Justin.
Oh, no, they still got T.J. Hockenson.
Oh, they got T.J. Hockenson.
Yeah, from
the Lions. That's what it was. Yeah, I'm slipping. Guys, it's been a long
time. But that was last season, though.
Yeah, that was the end of the season. Because they just signed Hockenson to a bag. That's what happened.
But they lost Thielen.
They did lose Thielen.
But they picked up Addison. I think that's a... I mean, I don't know. Thielen is a route runner. He is a complete route tree runner. You need people like that on your team.
But they needed some young legs, too.
Hockenson got to go off this year. He has to kind of establish himself as like a top five tight end this season.
He gets paid like one now.
They lost Patrick Peterson, too.
They did lose Peterson. He played good with him last year.
Yeah, he on the Steelers now.
I forgot. He played really good last year.
I'm trying to think, like, was they offense still decent? I guess they still got, like, they core.
And nothing much really outside of, but then Hockenson was last year, so pretty much the same.
Well, you got the Bears. Justin Fields, what's he going to look like in year three?
Should have a better season.
Khalil Herbert looking like he about to be the starter for the running backs.
He probably will.
Then DJ Moore coming there, how he going to look, you know, his first year there.
That's what I want to see.
Justin Fields.
Still got Darnell Mooney.
But they still got Mooney. But I would say they basically still like a developing team at this point.
Komet.
Yeah, because I still don't trust the line. That's the number one thing. I still just don't trust their line.
I feel like their run game going to be all right. But,
yeah.
Pass protection-wise, I don't know about that.
Justin Fields be running for his life.
I mean, the man had, what, the second most behind Lamar Jackson or whatever?
Yeah, he was digging.
Oh, they got Chase Claypool, too.
Funny thing about it, I knew
they got him last year. But
I knew Justin Fields was like an athlete, but like in college, he barely ran like that.
Because he didn't need to.
So like, I didn't know he could run like that. I knew he like had, you know, speed and shit, but it's like I didn't know he had that type of scramble. Because I'm like, I never saw a highlight of him really like running, like where he actually had to like outrun niggas, like.
Didn't need to.
But I heard he was like a 4-4 dude.
Oh, yeah, he was fast.
So it's like, I'm like, I want to actually see it at one point. But he showed it off this past season.
Hello.
So.
Yeah, they're running that, John. No kids.
Then what? We got the Packers.
Got the Packers. You got Jordan Love. Ooh,
that's going
to
look like
now.
A completely different team. We got an end of an era and the start of a new one.
Yeah, and it's a tandem. Like, you got Jordan Love with C.J. Watson.
Oh, Christian Watson.
Christian Watson. Thank you.
Damn, like, I ain't even think about that.
You know what I'm saying? You got a whole different, like.
And then you still got your boy there, Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones, man, I should have. Yeah, that's my guy. I rock with Aaron Jones.
And I forgot Alan Lazard left. Cobb left. Shit, Scanlon. He left like the year before.
He went to the
receiver. One with Aaron Rodgers. The receiver. Dang, I'm going blank right now.
What are you talking about? You talking about a receiver that was with Aaron Rodgers?
Alan Lazard?
Nah.
That went with him to the Jets. You talking about Cobb?
Yeah, Cobb. Oh,
Cobb. Yeah, he said it.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's why we was. That's why we were blanking with you.
Yeah, I'm like Lazard, Cobb. Which one are we talking about?
Who
we talking
here, about? Cobb.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, yeah. So that's a whole different team at this point. You know, we'll see what happens.
They basically rebuilding at this point. Low
absolutely.
Key,
so. And who we got left in that division? It's one more team.
The Lions.
Oh, and then we got Detroit Lions that we talked about opening part of the episode.
I think that makes some noise, though.
Lions might be a sleeper.
That's my pick.
That's who you got?
I'm taking the Lions, bro. Take the division.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm going to go Lions, too.
You staying with the Vikings?
Sorry, Brian.
Yeah.
But.
Skull.
Skull.
Hey, chill out. He's going to stack. He's going to be on your heads on that one.
Nobody worry about the Vikings.
I feel you. I'm picking Detroit for sure. All right, let's go. Let's go to the next one that's going to be the least biased because, you know, we're going to see what happens. Let's go with the NFC East, baby. Yes, let's go with the NFC East.
Philly.
Let's go with the, I'm about to say, let's go with the favorite.
The Philly Dogs, your they boy somehow Jaylen. Keep getting better.
I'm about to say, he got the bag. They just drafted crazy this year. What's his name? Carter?
Javon Carter.
Javon Carter. Sound Jaylen like he, Carter. Jaylen Carter. Yeah, Jaylen Carter. Everybody. He sound like when Nick Bosa came in. Everybody was like, yo, this nigga sound like he about to be.
Yo, they are hyping him like up. Because remember, he was supposed to be the number one pick.
Yeah.
Until that
or at least a top three.
Until that racing thing happened. He was projected number one before that.
That knocked him down, but I mean, he still went top 10. So
absolutely,
and he's Eagles looking like said, hello. Yeah, it looked like Eagles looking like yo he Georgia. Really, he really fell this far.
Eagles looking like Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia East.
Yeah, they don't make no goddamn sense. But so, they look great on paper.
They re-signed Darius Slay.
Yeah, they did. They did get Darius Slay back.
But I mean, Eagles. Yeah, they their favorite right now, man.
The only player they lost was DeAndre Swift. C.J. Gardner-Wilson.
Yeah, they did get Swift.
But they picked up more than they lost. It seemed like. But they lost Javon Hargrave. We
and
got
Miles Sanders too. He out of there.
But they got DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
Sanders went to the.
It's
Panthers.
A little different, but they still got a team.
Yeah. I mean, no, they gonna be.
They
all
right. Geared up.
They got they re-signed what they really needed to, the fucking quarterback. So.
Facts.
And you still got your top receivers, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, your receivers already was – I mean, you got –
just keep getting better with you.
Yeah, basically.
And they're your best friends. So, of course, you're going to have a great year with them still.
So, then who we got? The Cowboys?
Got Cowboys. They traded for Stephon Gilmore, which was a great trade. You got him and Diggs on the opposite side. That's good. Mm.
I know they had
so
Gilmore.
So, now Diggs can play a little bit more, like, of that trap QB2 player. Instead of trying to give up another 2,400 yards.
Hey, man, y'all better take care of my boy Lance.
Still got Micah Parsons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they Lance. Do got a new backup quarterback out there in Dallas. Oh,
damn, they do.
You
I'm
okay,
like, who's
buddy?
Lance?
Shout out, Spa.
Trey Area.
Hey, that's cold. Hey, that was cold, boy. Oh, no. Here.
Let's get one time. It'd be
nice
we back.
If, it would have been nice if we could have kept that nigga like the damn Jets kept. You know, Zach Wilson, but it's all good.
We'll get there.
Hey, man, go crazy, Trey.
It's okay, man.
Go crazy, man.
But yeah.
Hey, ball out, nigga.
But yeah, the Cowboys picked up him. They rolling with Pollard as they starting running back. You know, Zeke is out of there.
CeeDee Lamb in another year. See what he going to do in year four.
There you go.
I
see
like
if Gallup
Pollard,
compliments.
But, like, niggas know, like, that's your number one. Like, I think he going to have a good year, but I don't think he going to have a – good years, people are predicting.
I ain't gonna lie, I need Pollard to go crazy. I got him in fantasy.
You need him.
I understand.
I need him to go crazy.
I like Pollard. We just gotta see how he looks after the injury.
Yeah, and he's actually the starter, starter.
Yeah,
like, I like him.
He ain't a third down running back.
Yeah, there or the change of pace back. Like uh-huh. Now, like you the cute, the
you're
QB
the guy,
one, that half back one now, bro.
Hey, you got the Giants.
Yeah.
And that Isaiah Simmons trade was nice. Maybe I mean, I'm just a Madden player, and that's the reason why.
For a seventh-round pick?
That was a great utility pickup, man. The Cowboys should have really got him because Dan Quinn would have used Isaiah Simmons like something crazy.
Him with Michael Parsons? Or,
just saying, they would have put him in that box safety. He'd have been like Keanu Neal out there. He'd have looked crazy out there. But, yeah, Giants, they got Darren Waller. They did pick up Waller out there.
Jalen Hyatt.
Saquon got back. He got, what, a one-year deal?
Yep, signed a one-year.
Didn't Danny Dimes get a bag? Like,
oh, yeah, he got the first bag.
Yeah, he got a bag.
Yeah, that one, I think it was 160. He came out the gate with it. Because that's what everybody was saying. He got paid quick, and everybody was looking at Lamar like, well, you don't want to pay him, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, interesting. But Giants, I mean, it really just depends on if the Giants can keep the momentum they had last year. Because they won the tough, dirty, nasty, slugfest games. Like, those were the games.
They happened to have a solid defense last year, too.
Absolutely. They had players that weren't supposed to be the way they were. Like Xavier McKinley and stuff like that. Those players you didn't expect to have ball out years like that. So, I don't know. The Giants, like, that's the question mark team for me. It's like, what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What team are y'all going to look like?
Is Thibodeau?
First half last year or the second half last year?
He healthy? Kayvon Thibodeau?
To my knowledge?
I think he is.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about him not being ready. Let me put it like that. But I'm also, you know, not on that spectrum.
Yeah, I don't know. Won't he hurt last year, though, at times?
I think he was hurt in the beginning of the season. He got hurt in the beginning. Yeah, that's what happened to him. He got hurt in the preseason. That's what it was. Mm. He got hurt in the preseason last year. And then we have one more team left.
Left hand up. Who are they? The Commanders.
Whoa.
You ain't never seen that?
That was real?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
The fuck is that?
You seen it before.
I don't know where it's going with that. You see me and him looking at each other like, I'm looking at him like, you know what he talking about?
I'm about to scratch my beard. I ain't know what was going on.
If it's about the Commanders, you ain't got to show that bullshit.
But one way or the other, bump the players or personnel, right? They have a brand new owner group now.
Yeah, Magic Johnson.
Okay. Come on now, Snyder. They finally kicked Snyder out.
They finally got the virus out of there.
Yeah, man.
Now we're gonna see what this franchise can really turn into. Since a lot of people blame him for a lot of their turmoil. So
it did.
He was a bad owner.
He was an owner that really only cared about the money, the bottom line. Like, he didn't really care about y'all really winning.
Nah.
But winning brings more money.
Because y'all fans is diehard. See, that'd be the thing. That'd be the problem. The diehard fans is the reason why a team will stay trash. Because if they stay in the stadium, what do I need to change?
Exactly.
If you're going to keep showing up.
And that's the thing. Them
Cowboys, y'all showed up, though.
Commander fans be out there.
Yeah, like, y'all have a true core fan base.
Well, I don't know why y'all keep saying y'all.
Come on.
Nigga, you're part of this.
Yeah, bro.
You only been a fan all your life.
Stop trying to take away these last 2 years and try to act like that changes.
I was going
to
say, the past 2 years.
Your years as a fan outweighs the nine.
That nigga never stopped being a fan.
No, he's a fan. Yeah. He knows he is. It's okay, though. We ain't got to talk
about
it.
He's just unhappy with the franchise, but he ain't never stopped being a fan.
Debatable.
This nigga still be playing with him in Madden and shit.
Because that's the only way they're going to be good.
See, because you still a fan.
No, it's because I'm like, okay, I want this team to be good.
Why you going to play with, like, the Titans or something?
Why don't you go play with Captain Kirk?
Or
Danger.
Why don't you create a team?
I don't like their jerseys.
What about the Broncos?
I play with them on my creative player one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, superstar, bro, you play with any team, but you like them. You a Commander at heart, man. It's cool. Own it.
Rep your set.
Yeah, throw that shit up.
If they go 2-0, I'm back.
Okay. All right, who y'all picking? Philly?
This man conditional.
Are we picking Philly and moving on?
Yeah, at this point, it's Philly.
You picking Philly? What we doing?
It's Philly.
I got Philly. You know. I think it's going to be a very competitive division, though. I think it's back
that division
to
them, always.
I about to say, I think it's back to their days of where it's going to be really, really tough in there. Three teams more than likely come out of it again.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be surprised if it be four.
I don't think that's
all about
ever
Sam.
Happened.
How you say his last name?
Sam
Howell.
Howell.
Yeah. It all depends on how he plays because nobody knows what the hell he's going to do.
We out.
That's the truth. So that's just the question mark. That's the only question mark at a quarterback in that division because you just don't know what he's going to do in a sense.
I mean, he's essentially a rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they spoke big about him, though. They made it sound like he's willing and ready to take the keys. They said they wish they had gave him the keys last year. So, you know, only time will tell, I guess, with that, right?
It won't until that last game of the season when he actually played.
There you go.
I should have been playing him, but Heineke was a nice little motivational quarterback to have in there.
He was a fan favorite.
Yeah. There you go.
Still cool seeing him in Bay Local though.
Oh yeah, you did say that. That's dope though. That's dope.
I'm looking at this nigga like, yo, I don't know how you take all these hits.
So I'm like, bro, this nigga is not big in person. Like, nah. I'm like, bro, you be getting smacked by these big, like, what the?
Yo.
Pads.
Hey, that shit is pads. Different, bro. I'm like, yo, this man, if I didn't know he was who he was, there's no way I would have thought he played in the NFL.
I feel that. True.
That's when I was just looking at him, I'm like, there's no way. That nigga, I'm like, bro, hats off.
Best of luck. Like, okay, you good then. Okay, all right. Your body right. Durable because you and he be running. That's he what, a that's, mobile that's one
I'm saying.
Too.
He be. I've seen him take some hits. That's yeah, what I'm like, had, bro.
The moment you get out that pocket, they can blitz your ass.
Like, you bigger than me, but it's like seeing you, I wouldn't. I'm just saying, you don't look like you in the NFL. Like,
that'd be quarterbacks, though.
True. That is true.
Quarterbacks look like they go outside and chop wood.
Besides the select few, like Will Levis and Jalen Hurts and all some of these niggas.
But. Other ones look like regular people you would see at the Y.
That is true, though.
I'm serious, yo.
I mean, look at Ben Roethlisberger for like.
look, start your start. Naming the quarterbacks in the NFL.
Look at this nigga, Jameis Winston.
You said who?
Jameis Winston.
Hey, Jameis Winston look like the drunk uncle at a barbecue, bro. Yeah. He had to cook out. On the grill. That's what he looked like he would be.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Jameis Winston look funny.
We all got a Jameis Winston in our house. I'm telling you, bro, in our family tree. We got one of them. That's what I'm just saying, bro. All right, let's go to the South, baby. Let's go to the South. You have Carolina Panthers with a new quarterback as well with Bryce Young. They went and got the number one pick, so they went and found their quarterback in the future. They got a Brian Burns that eventually may come back. I hope not too soon, but... Mm-hmm. You have him on the edge, which is a dynamic edge player. They did get Miles Sanders, as you mentioned earlier. He left Philly. He is now with the Panthers. So is Adam Thielen. So they geared up with Thielen as well. Allegedly fixed the offensive line. They did do some drafting and some a little bit of free agency money.
They got
into
a new
coach,
too.
They dig it. They do have a new coach. I couldn't tell you who that coach name is, but they do have a new coach. But, so the Panthers, to me, is still a development team.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I look at them. I mean, they got more players than what we're naming, no shade. But, we're really here to see the number one pick and see what Bryce Young does. But at the same time, we thought they fixed the offensive line. But, again, in preseason, he had no time to throw the ball.
Oh, yeah. It was looking rough at some games.
So, we want to see what he's going to be able to be capable of. And you got the New Orleans Saints, which we call Derek Carr's down there. So they got themselves a new quarterback. They got their quarterback of their future because they definitely signed him for some M's. So they got him a healthy Michael Thomas.
Yo, that for nigga. Now.
Yeah, for now.
A second-year Chris Olave, which I like Chris Olave. I ain't going to lie. He might be one. He might go.
Juwan Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Still got the Honey Badger in the backfield. Still got Kamara. I know he's going to be suspended, but still got Kamara in the backfield.
Still got Jameis.
Yeah,
Jamal Williams.
Well, they did get Jamal Williams. That's true. Yeah. They need him because with Kamara being hurt. Yeah. Not hurt, but suspended. Excuse me.
Hey, he might be a sneaky fantasy matchup.
Could be in the beginning.
If he get used the same way the Lions was using him.
I mean, they could because remember they used to do that with Mark Ingram.
True.
He might have, depending on, what happens.
He was a goal line monster last year.
He was. He was eating.
So.
Yeah.
So we'll see how the Saints look. And then you got the Bucks, which they got Baker Mayfield now as their quarterback. It's still relatively the same team, if I can remember. I think
overall,
they lost some people, but they people getting older. And they had a window to me. The Bucks was in a window.
They
situation.
Did what they were supposed to do. They got Tom Brady. They won that Super Bowl.
Yeah. Defense stepped up big time. They had the receivers. When you got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, you got your receivers.
I mean, who they running back right now?
It is Rashad White.
Yeah, Rashad White.
Oh. Rashad White. It's a lot of question marks with the Bucks, in my opinion. I don't know.
They back to being the Bucks.
Yeah, For the most part. That's just what it looked like to me. And then, then you got the Atlanta Dirty Bird Falcons in the building. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole new fucking team. Let me tell you that, damn it. That Birds team is top to bottom damn near different. I don't recognize that team this year. That is a different unit.
You like what you see?
Love it. Love it. That's the only thing I didn't like when we weren't recording, is when we was making all them free agency moves. I was like, what? I want to talk about this. They did everything I wanted them to do. And I have no complaints. They drafted who I wanted them to draft. They picked up. We got Jesse Bates in that strong safety slide. We got a linebacker. We picked one person from each position other than receiver. And that's what I like. So it may not be as much depth as I would want in certain positions, but I can now see the wheel rolling. I see where we're trying to go. And that's all I care about.
You see the direction.
Yeah. And everybody writing Ritter off, or saying they don't know who he is, et cetera. Hey, listen, I like what I see with the run offense that we're going to have with Bijan back there. I think Bijan going to be special. He got that number 7 like Vic, and he wears it for, like, his own religious purposes and stuff like that, man. It's, I don't know, man. We're just excited down here in Atlanta. Like, I'm not saying we're going to be good, great, but we're going to at least be entertaining. That's how I feel. Like, last year watching the Mariota show was, don't get me started.
At least if your team is entertaining, you can deal with them losing. Mm.
That's all I'm looking forward to. I just want them to be entertaining. I can feel like when I turn it on, I ain't going
to
be mad.
Honestly, when my team like this, I'm like, yo, I want y'all to be entertaining and lose. Like, put up some good stats, but take it out. But, hey, put up a fight.
Yeah, like, you don't just be wanting to get dog walked. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be the bottom, just like, dang, yo, they suck. Like, that's what you don't want. At least be competitive.
That's what I'm saying. Back.
Put your guard up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Anywho, man, who y'all picking in the South?
It's between y'all and the Saints, but I might roll with the Saints.
I'll go with the Saints just because I trust their quarterback situation more. And they got more established stars. That's the only reason.
I can't pick them niggas. I can't pick, man. Listen, man, wait and see. I don't know, bro.
AKA Saints.
Nah, I can't pick them.
You don't have to. We know that.
Nah, I don't know who, honestly. Like, I'm not even being funny. Like, I really don't know who wins our division. Like, I just don't know what's going to happen. I just couldn't tell you. But they do have the most secure quarterback. I will say that 100%. Derek Carr is the secured quarterback. So that's what gives them the edge over everybody else. Because, of course, you know who Baker Mayfield is, good and bad. Nobody knows who Ritter, and then you don't know what Bryce Young is going to do. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of question marks in y'all division.
Oh, yeah.
Like, young question marks.
All right, Javon, you want to lead us to you?
All right, now the last division. The last but not the least, that's for sure. NFC West, baby. You got your – I was about to say your defending NFC champs, but, Brock Purdy got his arm and shit. On to next season, though.
Talk there.
You know what I'm saying? We coming in, I feel like, as the favorites of the division again.
Yeah.
Who's challenging? We just signed Nick Bosa.
Until my boy Gino come in.
Gino Spumoni.
He said that last time we beat these niggas. Like, I'm not worried about no Gino Smith. This is not the old Seahawks, man. That shit's dead. Anywho.
He said, moving right along.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? That shit did.
Rams is trash.
They trash. But like I said, we just re-signed Bosa.
Record-setting deal.
So, record-setting deal, highest paid defensive player, not edge rusher, player.
Talk about it.
Got 50 guaranteed, no, 122 guaranteed, $50 signing bonus. So, yeah, they gave him a little nice little bag today. You know, well-deserved, finally. I feel like overall, Brock Purdy, he's solidified QB1 now.
Yeah, y'all gave the keys to him for sure.
I mean, but.
Got Trey up out of here.
Yeah, we got Trey out of here. Overall, though, team is basically the same. We just kind of like reloaded and kind of getting back to it. The grind continues.
Yeah.
But now you got the Rams. They kind of looking like a different team. You know, Cup not even playing this week.
Nope, already announced.
But he is coming back from injury, though. But he tore his ACL last year, coming back from injury. I don't know what their running back situation look like.
Acres again?
I'm guessing it's Acres, but I don't know.
They be seem like they be wishy-washy with him.
Because they were –
They line sucks, that's why. Bad. Or at least for run blocking, they line is
that
ass.
That team is bad, bro.
And then receiver-wise, besides Cook.
Who they are, Higby?
I mean –
They're tight end?
I mean, they got tight end, but that's wide receivers. But, I don't know who the fuck they got. Van Jefferson.
I was just about to say, I think it's Jefferson. Like, not the one you want.
Like, Cooper Kupp was already getting a lot of targets. I'm looking for that nigga to get about 20 targets a game. I need 20 receptions on fantasy. On 20 average, points off of straight receptions.
On average.
I mean, honestly, if the past 2 years, half his points be from catches.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was talking to you about.
Like, he had 25 points and 10 of them come from catches. It's like.
Yeah, you're going to get him 10 catches.
Man, he a PPR legend.
Bro, he get like 15 to 20 targets a game. Not even joking. But anywho, off the that whack ass team.
Cardinals.
Oh, that.
That's a
barn fire.
Yeah, they are. Clearance.
Clearance, right? Yeah, all that.
Everything must go. Yeah. There we go. Everything must
go. But no, like, the Cardinals, they looking pretty bad right now. They trading people. J.J. Watt retired. Kyler Murray hurt.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray on him.
It's some question marks about him too, kind of, but. We don't really know what the long. There. Oh, they got a new coach. Damn.
They did get a new coach.
So they got a lot of question marks right now. But at least they basically looking like they in back in rebound mode a little bit. Like they got rid of their top draft pick from a couple years ago, but they re-signed Buda Baker.
They did. Good look.
So I mean, but
you don't know.
They're not trying to win right now.
Sarah
Simmons out of there.
That's how I look at it. I look at it as they're not trying to win.
Yeah, right now. They retooling.
Yeah,
they're rebuilding.
Yeah. Trying to get picks.
And they got a new coach, right?
Yeah, they got a new coach.
So, yeah, that team sucks. Anyway, Seahawks. My favorite.
Oh, my bad. Yeah,
the Seahawks. We got the Seahawks now. Geno just got a deal this year. They drafted a pretty. They drafted a cornerback, I think. Or some DB that looked pretty good. Weatherspoon.
Oh, from Illinois.
Yeah.
They
picked the receiver, Jackson.
Yeah, and he looks like he's going to be able to play, too.
Yeah, from Ohio State. So, I mean, they did make some pretty decent draft picks.
They did good.
I had to keep my eye on a little bit.
And Kenneth Walker now goes into his second year at running back.
And then you got, what's his name? The cornerback from last year, Ty Woodley.
Oh, yeah, you do.
He's going to his second year.
And you still got this Metcalf and Lockett
And Lockett, so. Seahawks always a thorn in our side.
You don't like Noah Fant?
He ain't doing nothing. I don't see him playing like that this year. He got outplayed by Disley last year.
Noah Fant,
I'm not being funny. Like, with the Broncos, he was a player. But with, like, the Seahawks, it just didn't translate the same. At least from what I see. Yeah, it just don't match.
Yeah, I think even, like, when Jimmy Graham went over there, he didn't do the same shit he was doing with the Saints.
Sure. It's all about utilization, man.
Saints, this nigga was putting a wide receiver number.
He was a receiver.
Basically.
He was a receiver, bro. I was there.
With the Seahawks, they actually tried to play him like a tight end.
They did. You're right. 100%. But with the Saints, he was a receiver. Oh, he's back, actually. That's funny. Yeah, he actually signed back with the Saints.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was on the team until this past weekend or some shit.
Yeah, I think he sat out the whole year last year. Yeah. Then now he with the Saints now. Something like that. But, yeah, man, we're going 49ers. I mean, I think that one was that was another one of those, let's pick them and move on. Hey, yo, to be back like this, I ain't know, like, how it's going to flow, how long it's going to talk. Bro, we had an hour already.
Yeah, I know. I was damn.
This is cruising. Hey, bro,
But we went through the whole thing.
Yeah, we did good. We got through that whole NFL spill. Anything that y'all want to get off y'all chest with the NFL, with your teams or anything, like, prediction-wise or just how y'all feeling, like, I know we kind of talked about it a little bit in the division, so I just wanted to make sure before we skate.
I kind of just want to go through it this first week just with an open mind right now, just to enjoy football. And then I think after that, I'll probably make my assessment in week two.
Who y'all got again week one?
Oh, we got the goddamn. They aren't blinking. Oh, the Steelers.
Steelers week one. Okay, so you got Steelers week one.
It's just a matchup.
Commanders got who? Oh,
Cardinals.
Yeah. Cardinals? I said Commanders. I didn't even say who you playing.
Well, why you bring them up then?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a team that you watch still. Don't mean you got to be a fan of it, but you watch it. So at least you would know the team they playing against, I would assume.
Yeah, they playing the Cardinals.
See, look, I ain't being funny. I ain't say y'all or nothing. We got the Panthers week one. So,
division game.
Yeah, at the crib. Get to open the dome, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to see it. I'm just ready for football, bro. No lie. I'm ready for football. I'm ready to see how fantasy play out. Like, I'm excited for football. It's been a long time that I've been this excited for football. So, I'm just ready to see it. And it begins tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or as y'all are listening to it, this was yesterday. Because that game was done now. But, yeah, man, that's it with football, yo. Did y'all want to get into college at all a little bit? Or how y'all feeling?
I didn't really watch too much college, but fuck Clemson. That's all I
got to
say.
Well, before we can talk about Clemson.
That's all I mean. Clemson, I won't even go into
that.
But
there's a number one upset that we got to talk about. That's the only reason why.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Prime time going in there because, you know,
yeah,
we can talk about that,
but I ain't really got much else to say about it.
Hey, they walked in there and TCU to be that Texas Christian University show was using a lot of non-Christian words against a Colorado player, especially Travis Hunter or whatnot. Boy, they was talking on that sideline, and they got beat. But shout out to Sanders Jr., man. That boy was out there balling. Mm-hmm. 510 yards.
Should do it.
That's crazy, yeah.
That boy was out there looking
four
great.
Touchdowns. And he only missed 9 throws.
From going from winning one game last year to coming to the opening in TCU, number 17 team, and beat them, that was a great win, man. Just overall.
That was good. That was a good game.
And they got ranked off that game.
Yep. What's they ranking now?
Like 15.
Damn. So that was a good look, man.
I think that's what it is.
Wow.
I thought it was like 22.
But it might be 22, but still.
They're unranked. They were unranked.
They're nowhere near ranked. That's how far down they were. They were nowhere near ranked. But yeah, that was a huge one. I just wanted to shout them out for sure. And then Javon,
they 22.
That last one, man, that Clemson game against Duke was bad. That was a bad showing, man.
Mm-hmm.
They got drummed 28-7.
Fuck them, man.
They got drummed. LSU caught a bad shellacking to the Florida State.
There was a few teams that got
upset.
Some
teams lost.
Yeah.
Like, this opening week for college football was interesting. I'll say that. We had a handful of upsets, and we also had a handful of drummings.
Yeah.
It all just depended on what side of the coin you was on. But it looks good. I think college football this year is going to be good from what it seems like. The weirdest thing is all the conference expansions and, like, the mergings that's getting ready to happen. Like, next year with Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC. The following year, the ACC.
I know you're a football fan now, but USC.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if that was for – I seen something with, like, some teams out west.
Stanford, Cal, and it's not Washington.
SMU,
there it is. They're all coming to the ACC. I didn't want it just because of the distance, personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're on two different coasts. I think that's a little interesting, but
it's called the Atlantic Coastal Conference. Or
there you go. But they wanted it. But the ACC said they wanted to compete with the new Big Ten or whatever. Because now, like, the SEC is going to go up because, you know, the Pac-12, they joining the Big Ten now. USC and UCLA, if I'm not mistaken. Come on, could be wrong. I don't know. That happened a long time ago that I'm trying to blank my memory on it, but ACC just wanted to stay within a power conference because everybody will say ACC is the second best conference to the SEC. So I don't know. We'll see. It's breaking tradition, I guess, but we'll see what happens. I ain't upset with it. But college football was fun week one. It was good to see. College football was exciting enough to get us ready for the NFL, in my opinion. They gave you enough headlines and enough stories to at least hold you over another week, in my opinion, which is all I asked for, you know, since I ain't getting no college football game. Yeah, man.
Next year.
That's what I feel like I hear every year. But even though this one's supposed to be true, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anything else y'all fellas wanted to get into? Anything else y'all want to talk about? I hate baseball, so I ain't talking about baseball.
Uh-oh. U.S. Open going on. Shout out my nigga Big Foe. Francis Tiafoe, even though he lost, he out of it. But I don't know, man. I've been kind of watching tennis again, man. It's interesting. Coco is playing. She plays in the quarterfinals, I think tomorrow or Thursday, if y'all hearing this. But
today.
Yeah, that's all I got. I wanted my man Francis Tiafoe to win, but yeah, he just got outplayed. So, and it's a nigga from Spain, Alcaraz.
Alcaraz. Nice.
That nigga is nice.
And he was like 20 years old.
20. Which is wild.
So, it's a new crop of people, new young talent in tennis.
There you go.
So
it's a new wave.
Yeah.
It's a new era. That's what it looks like it's getting ready to get into. We're in a new era. Shout out to, I can't shout him out, but go crazy, Messi. You know, he came to the MLS over this summer or whatnot and dominated. It was like, you know, all the new generation's David Beckham, because that's exactly how he got ushered in. David Beckham, when he came over and signed, He was slotted to win a new expansion team. So the new expansion team was Miami Inter, which turned into Lionel Messi. And then now Messi has the same deal for when he's done playing, he'll be able to do a team as well. But he walked in there and didn't let off. I mean, you see what he did in the World Cup and everything. You see what he did in the Champions Premier League. Like, as a Ronaldo fan, it's not what you want to see, but, man, it is what it is. Nice. Boy, ball. He hooped. I can't say nothing.
So the Miami team, they knew this year?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All pink, man.
I've seen that.
Yeah, Miami Inter. So he jumped in and ran it up. So we'll see what happens, though. But it's just good for MLS, personally, like, because it gives us another outlet. It's given players, the younger people who are not willing to play or continue soccer instead of switching sports because, you know, it wasn't big enough here to make it a lucrative career or actually have enough teams where it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So now with more and more teams expanding into MLS, more eyes being put on the MLS.
And you're getting star players.
There you go.
That's the biggest thing.
It's now opening that up. So now you're going to have soccer being better in America, which is something that it wasn't, you know.
I think it's been slowly building, but with them bringing like players like Lionel Messi and stuff, even though he's towards like the latter end of his career, but still,
we never had no big superstar besides like what Landon Donovan. And he's been retired for how long now?
Yeah. Some time. So that's what you need. You need some, you know, you need some people that don't want to play in the minor leagues of baseball and they'd be willing to play soccer. That's how I look at it. It's just good for America, I think, man, with the sport.
Speaking of America, shout out to the USA team, track and field, the World Games. They came back with some hardware.
Yeah, Shaqiri.
Shaqiri looked good, man.
Noah Lyles.
Even though he was talking wild.
Hey, man, I see where you're coming from.
I see where you're coming from, but then he sounded crazy. He just wanted to get that shit
off. I
don't
know why the NBA players got so butthurt, but.
Because he on the biggest stage and he called him out.
Hey, man, this is opinion.
I mean, he's entitled to his opinion, but
the nigga was like, "Hey, man, this nigga's on some sucker shit."
Yeah, everybody was coming for him, man. But it was just
he made a good point. Like, y'all ain't no world champs.
It's how he did it, though.
It was kind of condescending.
It was corny. It was just like, "Nigga, you're lame. Get out of here."
I think it was his tone more than anything, because I'm like, what he said really ain't wrong technically, but the way he said it came off like he was talking down on them in a way, or like kind of like trying to discredit them, or like soften their accomplishment in a way.
There you go.
He made it seem like they aren't playing the best level of basketball. Like,
yeah,
that's like, what it boiled down to. It felt like he's trying to be condescending.
Well, and I don't know if it, and like I said, he might not have even been trying to say it like that. He might have just really been talking about the way it's perceived as world champions. Like, technically, y'all not the world champion because like y'all not playing against like the world players every week. Or every couple days or whatever, like maybe he would if he's competing in certain shit.
But all the best players in the world playing the NBA.
For the most part.
If you not playing in the NBA.
But I guess it's hard to compare to an individual sport to a team sport.
Two different worlds.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing, too.
Because like even in tennis, it's kind of like similar to how like his world is. Like you playing U.S., Spain, yeah. Australia, you playing people from literally everywhere.
Yeah.
So when he says it like that, I get where he's coming from. Like, we don't play people from everywhere, but it's like a team. The majority of people on that team is from here. You might have, for every Giannis, is five niggas from Kentucky. Like, that's why I'm like, yeah, we might have the best players overall, but majority of our players are from America. But the thing that's funny, majority of our top players are from international countries.
But then again, so that's where the argument, I don't technically agree with this, but that's where the argument comes with.
But you can't go by the exception, though.
But you're playing literally the best players in the world.
True. And but they all from here.
And that goes to also as well, too. Like, you look at the MLB, they call it the World Series. So that's also too. Like, I forgot what I was watching. It could be like it's a marketing thing.
It is more of a marketing thing
because even every team announces themselves as world champions.
Yeah,
it's only select franchises that even use that.
And even when you think about it, like I always thought it was kind of funny sounding. Same. Like even like when I was younger, like I used to be like, why do they call them world champions? Like
you only really hear it like the first that first night, like after the team wins, I'm like,
yeah,
like,
you see the commercial. World champion.
World, the new champion, world champion. I'm like, all right.
But I never look at him like, I don't call him nobody the world champ. You the NBA champ.
Yeah,
you
we
the,
always say
you
that.
The Super Bowl champ.
There you go, there you go.
I just think my man's reach and was stretching for some clout.
I think it was that, and it was like, it came out of nowhere.
It did.
It was like literally unprovoked.
But I don't know what just the, out was, of nowhere. What was asked, who was he talking to. And
I don't think he really, I think really he just went jumped out it. The window for this shit.
Yeah, nigga.
Hey, Ron Brown,
go back,
that one.
Climb back in that window, my nigga.
So. She said climb back in that
climb
window?
Climb back in the window. It sounds crazy.
Oh, I didn't see that little bird celebration. I didn't know he did that.
Other than that, boxing been doing all right.
Fire.
The past summer, couple months, like boxing.
We'll get into it. Boxing, yeah. we're gonna have some time to talk about boxing.
There's
just
more
shit.
Matches and shit coming.
Yeah, because we're gonna get a rematch with Crawford and Spence. We're gonna get that. So we're gonna be on this mic talking about some boxing for sure. That's on the way. There's some good matchups still coming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think there's one this month.
Yeah, Canelo fighting. Charlo, Canelo and Charlo fighting. You're going to get Tank again later in the year. Like I said, Spence. And it's going to be some fighting, bro. Should be getting Wilder and Anthony Joshua soon, too.
We'll see. Allegedly. I believe it when I see them niggas in the ring.
Oh, you're getting Tyson Fury versus Francis from the UFC. You're getting that fight is happening this year. There's a lot of fights happening, bro. Which is, you know, that one's a little interesting. I don't know. But he got Mike Tyson in his corner, so anything can happen.
Interesting.
Got Iron Mike. Anything can happen on that one. But I think that's all we got, fellas.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I'm not getting in the – no, this ain't really nothing, but it's more of a question that, you know, y'all can answer. It don't even got to be right now. I could just be
– leave it for the, come leave with for the comments?
Yeah, comments or whatever.
Leave it for the comments. What you got?
When's LeBron getting his foot surgery?
You still feel away about that, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. This nigga fucking lied to us.
I'm sorry that I lied to you, Martin.
And everybody get looking at me crazy when I'm like, I'm tired of this nigga, bro. Like, stop fucking lying. Like, damn, nigga. If you were, I thought you said you heard something pop. Allegedly. So then you missed all these games because you thought we were about to miss the playoffs. We ended up getting back into the playoffs, and conveniently you went to the LeBron James of doctors, and now your foot feels better. You play throughout the whole playoffs. Then when you lose, you say didn't he say something about his foot?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing about that foot
since. It's just like last year with the wrist.
It's kind of how convenient every time you lose, you make a damn excuse, nigga.
Just say you tired.
Oh, yeah, he come with the excuse.
But that shit is annoying. Like, bro, just take the L. It's okay to lose.
Then his team been going in a little press run. I'll be seeing Rich Paul here and there. Like, talk
bro,
about,
I ain't
like,
gonna lie. I'm starting to look at them niggas. Like, I always looked at them funny. But now I was like, bro, y'all begging for like this GOAT shit, bro.
Yeah,
it's coming off very
weird.
It's coming off weak as hell. That's what it really is.
It's not even LeBron coming out and saying it. And it's his team.
But think about it. I feel like, why would Rich Paul say if LeBron didn't believe it?
But they carrying it.
I feel like Rich Paul is kind of like, in a way, his mouthpiece.
Yeah, he's speaking for him. He's like, yo, if Curry would have won in the bubble, nobody would have said nothing. But since Bron did it, it's a problem.
And the fact that it's like, now that Rich Paul's starting to speak more, I'm starting to really believe this nigga was doping back in the day. Because you remember they said the damn shit was like written, his name was LJ?
Yeah.
I was listening to Rich Paul shit today, and he kept referring to that nigga as LJ. And who calls his nigga LJ? Nobody. Nobody calls LeBron LJ. And the whole time doing the whole fucking interview, he kept calling that nigga LJ. And I'm like, are you trying to like compare him to MJ?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That shit is weird. It's like LJ. You trying to like play on like it's starting to.
I get what you're saying.
It's starting to become like he's obsessed with like trying to be bigger than MJ. But it's like, bro, you will never be MJ, bro. It's MJ. And it's okay.
It's a good talk, but let's.
It's not. Like, dog, he will never be on MJ's level.
It's a good debate.
It's no, it's really not.
It's a good debate.
Because the thing about it, a lot of when you really ask a lot of people, they don't put LeBron up there with him.
And that's because some people are biased to Jordan.
No, I think it's just that impact-wise, Jordan just had more on the impact of basketball over time. Like, Jordan made the NBA global to what it is now. Like, LeBron kind of just took it and ran like what he did because of social media. But before
I can see the social media part. I see that.
Like MJ before that, Nike was failing.
Nike wasn't a brand.
Yeah,
bro. They were the bottom Nike of the barrel.
Basically, kind of what it is now.
No, don't say basically. It was. Yeah. You're saying it. That's not even shade, bro. He did make Nike.
Without Jordan, there would be
Nike.
No Nike.
He did carry Nike up. There's no question because they were fourth at
and
that
time. I guess the way I look at it with LeBron, a lot of his shit comes off as like disingenuous. Cause it's like you begging people to make you the GOAT, and it's like it don't work that way. Like nobody, Mike wasn't begging or like whining about respect and shit. Like when he won the championship last time, damn, about time I get my respect, bro. People are supposed to just give that to you. You're not supposed to beg for it. If you got to beg for respect, that means people don't respect you. So I think LeBron's starting to feel from the outside that people really don't respect him. Like he got booed at the Super Bowl.
Here this nigga go again, being unappreciative.
I've been waiting on Adrian to say that, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been waiting on you to say that. Like, I knew that was coming. I just didn't know how.
Bro,
long
if you
it was
had
take.
To deal with that shit would get old.
I don't know, between you and my brother, y'all LeBron biggest haters.
But you ain't got to deal with him on your team. If that nigga was on your team and you would be dealing with all this shit,
I don't like him because he tormented my boys for too long.
I wouldn't be mad if he was on my team because my team would be in the playoffs.
You just thinking about it from that
room. My team don't make the playoffs.
See, this is a success-stricken franchise. That they'll take anything. They like the nigga that can't get a girl. He'll just take any girl at that point.
Oh, boy.
Niggas that can't get girls definitely will take any girl.
Oh,
wait,
say that part. Yeah, I said.
Yeah, like, bro.
Oh, no, I agree with that.
Yeah, it was a comparison part. But yeah,
because I'm like, no, you had the first person to tell me that. My homeboy said it to you. Like, bro, you spoiled. I'm like, maybe I am, but it's like.
You are.
I got high standards, too. That's just really what it is. Like.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
I think when you get used spoiled. To winning, your standards go up. That's really what it is. Like, when your team ain't won, you ain't got no standards.
But your team is winning and you. Still what not appreciated.
What are we winning, nigga? For real,
y'all niggas won a championship within the last 4 years.
Let's be real, bro. A lot of people don't really put the same type of weight on that championship.
Regardless.
We did. I'm just being real. Even a lot of Laker fans really. How many Laker fans
you anything,
really talking about
that? That was the purest basketball. Niggas just went in there and was hooping.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same, bro. You had a 4-month break. That shit is not the same as every other season. It's just not.
Everybody had a 4-month break.
That doesn't matter.
It does matter. Teams that does matter.
Bro, the way the Lakers have been the last 4 years, there's no way that they would have been healthy. LeBron's been hurt every single year he's been here, besides that year, because of why? Right. We had a 4-month break.
Cool.
That makes a difference.
Did the 4-month
break? AD's been hurt every damn year.
Did the 4-month break help y'all?
Yes.
Did the 4-month break help everybody? Yes.
Not everybody, because some teams might have been qualified that didn't get a chance to qualify because the damn season got canceled. Look at the Suns. They went on an 8-game winning streak. They could have possibly made a damn playoff.
For the teams that were playing.
I'm just saying. I'm just being real.
Everybody
that
had
stipulations.
Same clean, damn near clean slate.
I'm saying, but not, bro, you got to think a pandemic was going on. A lot of people didn't want to fucking go to that shit.
It just helped all out because y'all was an older team. That's it. Or LeBron's an older player. That's it.
That's a huge thing. If we looking at how the trend went from every season that LeBron's been here, ironically, that season, he didn't get hurt the season we had a break. That's just
I can see if they was like.
Coincidentally.
I can see if they was like on some shit like, okay, everybody come back. Lakers, y'all get to play in the playoffs. Y'all get a first round bye.
But you got to think,
everybody
bro.
Everybody came back and played at the same time. Everybody that was playing.
It was to me, I would have liked it better if they just said it was a tournament from the beginning. Instead of making it seem like a continuation thing. I feel like making it seem like a continuation thing, I don't feel that way because it was like an off season. And we all of a sudden just had a tournament and then we go into the playoff. That shit didn't feel like a real season to me. The way I look at it. Now, if they would have just had a hiatus and said, hey, we're going to come back and we're going to start end the season on a end of the basketball, end of season tournament, winner take all type shit, I would have looked at it completely different because it's a separate thing. But I feel like having a 4-month break in between a season, bro, that's an off season.
But it had to. I mean, it didn't have to happen.
It didn't
but
have
it
to
happened,
happen.
But it happened.
I'm just being real. I don't look at it like that. Like that felt like an incomplete season to me.
And we hit our bingo, Bron.
Yeah, we getting the fuck out of here.
Circle back to Bron, Bron. How you like that, Bron, Bron?
We're going to be talking in circles. I already see it.
Yeah, I really just want to know if the nigga can get his footwork. For real.
Shout out to Bronny. too, though.
Oh, yeah. Shout
definitely.
Out to Brian.
Absolutely. It's great to hear he's in great spirits. He's traveling with the team, the whole nine. You love to see that. My bad. It's just my computer to be down and out. So I just be making sure. I'm thinking I got the old one. I'm shook. Anytime that y'all go, damn, I get shook. So it feel good. Yeah, good people. Look at that. We even finished with y'all with a Bron argument. Who else but the champs? I love it. Them two make me laugh. I enjoy it. The Stephen A. face was classic for what I just said. That was like the perfect meme face for it or whatnot. But yeah, man, shout out to all the good people tuning in, listening. This is now 183 officially in the books. Shout out to wherever y'all was listening. Y'all could have been anywhere around the world, but you chose to kick it with the champs, man. We appreciate that more than you ever know. I forgot what my phrase was. With peace, love, and all that other jazz, drink water.
Get to the bag.
Get to your bag.
Check on your people.
Check on your people.
Keep going.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Take care of yourself, real. Go out there and go get them checkups like you're supposed to, bro. Take care of yourself, man. Peace.
Holla. Bye.